Researching on the internet. The internet is the fastest growing source of information in the world today. There are, however, some things to keep in mind when you use it to do research. Before you sit down at a computer terminal, read this brief guide to make sure that you use the internet in the best way possible. Step 1. Choosing a search service. Let's start by looking at the two services you can choose between to assist you in your search: search engines and subject directories. Both give you direct links, but the information is chosen and organized in different ways.
Search engines. Search engines are a type of computer program. The links that you get are not classified by subject. These engines search the internet for you based on the keywords you type in and choose web pages for you which contain the words you ask for. The contents they search have not been evaluated. This means that the information has never been checked. It could be reliable, true information, or false information written by a person without qualifications or someone who does not have solid facts. The links you obtain from the search engines go to full articles or pages. This requires you to be patient, as you have to read the information to decide whether it is linked to what you are researching. Examples of famous search engines are Google, Yahoo, and Baidu. You can also go to the www.thesearchenginelist.com website and check their list of search engines. Subject directories. Subject directories are built by humans. Someone has combed through pages and links and selected all those that are in the directory. The results of your search are divided into specific subject categories. You do not get the full pages to read. Instead, you get a bunch of titles of articles or pages, and sometimes a short summary of the information they contain. You need to decide whether the information is useful to you on that basis. Most often, the information in subject directories has been evaluated, and someone has decided that the information is relevant and correct. Being relevant and correct, though, does not equal being up to